Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Schwartz-Reichel. My career began in music education where I learned the importance of a key change, a shift, in the tonal center of a piece of music, often used to inject energy or produce significance. Eventually, I realized the impact of making key changes in all areas of my life and the desire to help others do the same. Making key changes can be difficult. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I do like to pose questions for reflection and offer actionable key changes for us to attempt in both our working and living situations. Together, we can unlock our greatest potential in collaboration with those we love, serve, and lead. Let's discover how we can grow together by making key changes. For years, I have been known as the Countdown Queen. When I worked in the classroom as a full-time public school educator, my colleagues would tell you that I always knew how many days remained until some type of break, conclusion, or commencement of a school year was coming. I remember cheering the buses out after one particular school year ended and doing several high kicks in the parking lot. This didn't mean that I didn't enjoy teaching. Quite the contrary. I loved my 15 years in the classroom as a band director. Some of my fondest memories include my time working with students. However, I also enjoy a nice break too. Who doesn't? I like to have a goal in mind, and a countdown has always seemed to prepare me for the tasks leading up to a change or some type of momentous event. However, a conversation 2 years ago with my then kindergarten daughter made me reflect on the many meanings of a countdown and how this action of counting down might impact those we work with, such as clients, colleagues, students, or family members. Most specifically, as an educator, it forced me to reflect on my previous end of the school year countdown shenanigans and how this could have negatively impacted our youngest individuals in education, our children. One night in early April 2022, I snuggled into bed with my daughter to say our prayers, reflect on the completed day, and discuss the upcoming week. In an excited voice, I said to her, "Harper, you only have 8 more weeks of school remaining in the year. We should start a countdown." In an instant, I saw my daughter's face turn from contentment to anguish. I immediately responded with, "What? Aren't you excited for summer?" In a sad and confused voice, my then 6-year-old child looked at me with tears in her eyes and slowly asked, "You mean I only have 8 more weeks left with Mrs. Muth?" My heart sank. What had I done? This prompted an instant conversation between the two of us about what the end of the school year may look like for my daughter, her classmates, her teachers, and us as a family. We discussed the fun end-of-the-year activities that were planned in her school, what we could do to thank Mrs. Muth and all my daughter's teachers and support staff, how she would have an opportunity to learn from another teacher when she progressed to first grade, and the activities we had planned as a family for that summer. This brought on many questions from my child, such as, "Will Mrs. Muth still teach at the school? Why can't Mrs. Muth be my teacher in first grade? What if I don't like my teacher as much as Mrs. Muth? What if my new teacher doesn't like me?" It was evident that I had caused unnecessary anxiety for my child. Thankfully, we finished our conversation on a positive note. I tucked my daughter into bed, kissed her goodnight, went to my bedroom, and reflected on the lesson this 6-year-old had taught me. I was shocked. I got a bit emotional too, both as a parent and as an educator. It became apparent to me that in my 20 years of teaching and caring for students, in my own excitement to prepare for an upcoming break, I had not once considered how my students and others around me may interpret the countdowns that I created, announced, or posted in the learning and working space. If my own child was having anxiety about a countdown, what had the students in my classroom been thinking and how had they been feeling about the upcoming conclusion to a school year. My daughter comes from a stable home, although her mother is a bit erratic at times. My children are fortunate to have the constant support of family, friends, and neighbors, and they both enjoy time spent at home and in school. And yet, even with this caring and supportive home life, my daughter was upset and anxious when I suggested a countdown in preparation for the final day of the school year. I have taught students of all ages, levels, and circumstances. Some have come from a similar supportive atmosphere, and others have been homeless, have transitioned to a new family life, or do not have the daily support at home. Prior to that meaningful conversation with my daughter, I had never given thought to what students may think, feel, or interpret when they realize that school will no longer be in session. Even amid a challenging school year for educators, our students may not want the school year to end. Think about the people we live with, work with, or lead, such as students or employees. How do they feel about a countdown? Do they appreciate it? Do they want something to end in the same manner in which we do? From an adult perspective, not going to work might mean having to stay home. What type of home life do we or our colleagues have? Are we or are they still living with parents? Renting an apartment? Owning a home? Living out of a vehicle? Staying in a shelter? Or maybe someone is currently homeless. Maybe they or you don't want to go home when an event or program is over because home isn't a kind place to be. Maybe home doesn't have others in it. Or maybe the home has people that don't care for one another. Home might not be a safe place for everyone. From a student perspective, do they feel safer or more loved in school? Where will they exist when they are not in school? Are they being fed? Are they being cared for? What will their daily routine look like? Will anyone even bother to assist with a daily routine? Who will communicate with them? Will anyone compliment them? Do they have a safe and nurturing home environment? Do they even have a home? Rather than counting down the days to the end of school or an end to a work season or project, what if we appreciated the remaining days to their fullest? Could we reconsider the use of a countdown and examine the impact it may have on those we love, serve, and lead? This doesn't mean we have to cancel or eliminate a current countdown or one we have planned. What if we shifted our thinking a bit and counted down to a united event, such as an assembly, field trip, performance, presentation, or reward? What if we took the time to discuss with our students, colleagues, or families what the end of something means and what it might look and feel like in our home, working, or learning space? What if we asked our students to share their concerns about summer break? Could we offer our students ways to ask for help or to inquire about supplemental materials, resources, or routines for summer use? Could we create ways to communicate with our students throughout the summer or simply let them know we will miss them during this absence from school? What if we asked our colleagues to share their concerns about an event, project, or presentation ending? Maybe we could better understand their needs and feelings. Before we announce or post a final countdown, let's take some time to reflect on how this action may be perceived by others, such as our students, their families, and even our colleagues. These individuals may not appreciate the final countdown or be as excited as we think they are for something like the school year to come to an end this year or a project to be completed, ever. They may prefer to make the moments count, rather than to count the days that remain until the countdown hits zero. I encourage you to check out the show notes for some resources. There is a link to my website and one where you can sign up for the Making Key Changes newsletter if you are not currently subscribed. The first link includes an article that accompanies this episode. As this new podcast continues to air each week, your kindness in spreading the word about it is greatly appreciated. How are we making key changes to consider how a countdown may impact those we love, serve, and lead? Thanks for listening. If you haven't done so yet, please consider rating and reviewing the Making Key Changes podcast on the Apple Podcast app. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with others and joining me again next week. In my coming episodes, I'll discuss topics that are most passionate to me, along with things I've been researching or areas of my life I have changed or want to change. You can learn more about me on my website, makingkeychanges.com. Feel free to message me through there or reach out on social media. I'd love to hear from you and learn about what key changes you hope to make.